At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Two. And five, four, three, two. What up, y'all? Welcome to His Thing. I'm Kevo Stanchi.
That chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2023. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Just for you and me.
Bangers, all you have been high.
All right.
Josh, I need you to put this first part out public. Here's the thing. Tour tickets, as of the moment you are seeing this video, are officially live and available for everyone to purchase.
Gen Pop.
Now, the Patreon has had access since Tuesday night or Tuesday day.
Tuesday day.
Yeah. Or Wednesday day. No, Wednesday. It was Wednesday? Wednesday at 10. It was Wednesday. Announced on Tuesday. Since Wednesday at 10 a.m. local, and I'll be straight up honest and look y'all in your eyes, the stage crew continues to blow me away. I was doing stuff on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. My agent hit me and was like, yo, have you seen the numbers? Like, how am I seeing the numbers? You the one that has the numbers.
You got to send them to me.
You got the metric.
They sent me the numbers, and some of these cities been going crazy.
Damn.
Good right? seats gone.
Hmm? Good seats gone.
Seats are gone.
Them folks was buying that Atlanta. Where's my thing? Atlanta.
Atlanta's crazy. DC. Crazy.
L.A. really? Mm-hmm. I put my foot in my whole mouth with L.A.
Listen.
Talking about L.A. don't buy no tickets local. They say L.A. who don't buy no tickets?
My mama bought a good seat. Let me tell you, she going to be right in front in the middle.
I'm going to tell you the 10 cities that likely don't make it until show week. Just and maybe not even this year. And this is not me being secret marketing. This is just trending. Atlanta, number one. D.C., number two. Raleigh, New York, four. L.A., is five. LA is five.
That's yeah.
Dallas, Houston, Chicago, Nashville, Philadelphia. Even cities like Toronto and Tacoma and Birmingham, which I'd go to Tacoma all the time, but it's not a fast selling city.
Yeah,
it'd be usually good by the time I get there. Mm-hmm. But Toronto isn't usually fast for me. Mm-hmm. They pull up late. Mm-hmm. Birmingham doesn't usually sell well for me at all. Them small cities like, nah, I done told you to come, and we coming. St. Louis?
We haven't been to Toronto since 2019.
I know, but every time I went, it took a little bit. A little bit.
A little bit.
But so those cities are going crazy. This is also a good time to let you know. If you're not in the Patreon, look at my stories from right now, or look at my day in the life of a content creator. I've got new stuff coming.
Oh, day in the life?
Yeah, it's going crazy too. It's a good. It's gonna be fun, funny, but also dope. Like Deion said, I'm adopting the Deion Sanders mantra. Oh, we coming? Mm-hmm. That Patreon finna go stupid. Okay, if you're in the Patreon, you already know why. But if you're just watching this, just know, 2024, I'm going dumb.
Be a lot of stuff you can only watch in there.
And as we go on, the free preview is going to be less and less and less. The amount you get this first time when we wet your whistle is going to be good. Now, like I said before, when I put this out, I'm not taking anything that's free away. Here's the thing. We'll always be free on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I saw us on the internet. For as long as I do that show, it'll still be free. I'm not putting nothing behind the paywall that's not already behind the paywall. I am also putting the stuff behind that paywall. I'm ratcheting that up. So if you got $5 and you want to have a good time, come on down to that Patreon. Go to kevonstage.com, click on Patreon, go to patreon.com/kevonstagestudios. Go to the link in my bio. You know how to find stuff. You're an adult. You know how to Googles. Google. Kev on Stage Patreon. It'll come up. I'm going to make it worth your while. Get in line now, because stuff like tickets, that benefit's already there. But show-wise, oh, we coming.
We coming.
Like Deion Sanders, oh, we coming. Now,
we coming.
You got any church announcements?
Yes. Tomorrow, I will be performing on stage with none other than, if you're watching, Snow the Prada.
Yay! Yay, yay!
In her, the last date of her King Say I Never Had tour. So I'm going to be on stage.
Where? Right? In L.A.?
Yeah.
What time? Where?
It's at the Hollywood Palladium. Why, you want to
I can't. I actually have a show tomorrow.
Where? What you doing?
I'm doing a Patreon show, honestly.
What time?
I don't know. Oh, no, it's tomorrow's Friday? No, tomorrow's Saturday.
Is your show today?
Like 7, 8.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Patreon Creator Fest.
Oh, okay. I'm hosting that. Patreon. Yeah.
With Patreon.
Oh, well. I was about to say, I'll get your wristband. Yeah. Come to the backstage. Yeah. Anyways, if you're in LA and you're just like, you know what I'm going to do? Come be with me in the beautiful Mexicanos of Los Angeles.
Hilarious.
Yes. Anyway. Yes. The Latinx. So, yeah, that's, I think, my only... Oh, and Hoop Mob will be doing restocks of a lot of the jewelry that sold out from my collaboration mid-November. So, in about 2 weeks, the jewelry is coming back. So, if you didn't get your wifey frames that I know a lot of y'all wanted, if you didn't get your margarita chain necklace... Oh, I should have wore that today. That
you should have, Angel. I don't know why you didn't.
Shoot. Anyways, just know. So anyways, tomorrow Hollywood Palladium, I think it's at 8:00. I'll be up on stage probably around 9 or 10. Yeah, that's it. Those are my church announcements.
All right. Now, before I went to bed last night, I seen this on Twitter. That nigga cheated on Megan.
Oh, man. Oh,
wait a minute. You added something last night?
It's in there.
Oh, no.
But here's the thing. Don't worry, Angel. Because it's I need quick. The people to inform me. Because I saw that trending. I was too tired.
I
had a long day. Did she release? She released music.
And she rapped about it.
How about we just...
that Megan.
Megan, you think about.
Goodness gracious.
Think about Meg Scoop?
No.
What other Megan?
Because...
You know more?
So I have been wondering if we were ever going to, but we didn't cover... old dude's ex-girlfriend now being charged with assault.
Friend of the pod?
Friend of the...
Oh, he ain't coming that to it.
Oh, no.
I need all the facts on that.
No.
That story changes entirely too much.
Listen, okay, so my mind was over.
Megan Good.
And I was like, come on now, we just getting you back.
Megan
We just getting you back into our arms.
Got it. No, I'm talking about Meg Thee Stallion.
Now,
I forgot you don't be on Twitter at all, so you really don't even know. And that tweet, it didn't load in your notes?
No. And I'm
Is it in there
like,
now?
I'm trying to reload it. Oh, no, it did. It finally came through. But
I know I usually put a link in the article, but I didn't know what was happening. Then when I was driving, I was like, oh, it's a song. But I haven't heard the song.
I haven't heard it either. I saw clips of the visual, Amen, and I was like, I see the shakeup that's happening.
The shakeup.
That baby
so
got a body.
I'm gonna play it now for us. You can take this out in the final. Do you know the name of the song? I Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, it's called Scorpio. No, Cobra.
It's a Cobra.
Cobra. Thank you.
It's a snake.
This is what I did because that's the teeth.
So if you ain't on Patreon, just listen to it real quick and come back because Josh ain't gonna play it because YouTube gonna mess it up.
She looks so.
So
good.
I'm gonna put the captions are so I can
are you,
see
are you
it.
Playing the visual?
So that's why they was. I seen a lot of tweets like, "We outside your dope party. We just want to talk." We just want to talk, party. I guess that's his name. I don't know his full name. And I'm not familiar with the gentleman before his relation to or his connection to Miss Stallion. Wow.
Getting his dick sucked in the same place I be sleeping is what she said.
His name is Partisan?
Well, that's
not Partisan Fontaine?
He goes by Fontaine because, you know.
Is his real name Partisan, though?
He go by Party, don't he? Yeah, he goes.
Oh, his rap name is Partisan Fontaine.
Okay.
That's a rap?
I ain't never heard enough
Hello,
of songs.
Partisan Fontaine here?
Yeah.
Hello, Partisan Fontaine.
Here to deliver the raps, isn't it?
Okay.
Man, this pussy depressed. And I'm about to stress him, is what she said. Meg, my heart always goes out to her.
Sister
Stallion? Yeah, Sister Stallion.
Sister Stallion.
That's my niecey, babe. That's my niece. I can't imagine all the shit she's had to go through this past 2 years.
Her whole life, she lost both of her parents.
I know.
One of them was recent.
Yeah, her mom, right? When she came on the scene, her
mom was momager.
Right, but her dad wasn't alive when she popped, right? And then her mom died more recent, within the last two,
correct,
3 years.
I think like correct. 2018, and her 19. Mama was in her corner. Her mother was a rapper, too.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's what I thought was so amazing about the relationship. But then to be shot in the foot, have everyone blame you for being shot in the foot, and blame you for the actions of another grown-ass person.
Yeah.
To be people still dragging her. And then, based off of this song, to have the dude you with cheat on you in such a vulgar way.
It makes me feel like she walked in on him. I don't know that.
Yeah, that's
but
what it sounded like.
It feels like she walked in on him.
That's what it sound like. And yet, and still, she's still out here making money. She not hiding herself.
Dang.
Her being depressed and suicidal, I can completely 100% believe.
Listen.
She young. She in her 20s.
She's a baby angel.
She 30 now? She 30?
Or she's just a year or two behind.
She ain't lying, Keegan. She's Toy Story, at least. These are the years the films came out. That's how I tell her. Old
she's 28.
Baby. Yeah,
she's 95.
95?
Mm-hmm.
That's young.
She's young.
And the amount of scrutiny, the amount of visibility, the amount of negativity. Can you imagine, like, you get shot and you people mad at you because the nigga that shot you's in jail?
No, not just mad at you. Oh, it's because you slept with him.
Dog.
Like, what?
He shot me. I'm the victim.
Listen.
How you turn your angst towards me?
And they still be like, you wrong, Meg, as if she pressed charges and she didn't.
People don't know how. We've been over this. People don't understand how the legal system works at all.
People don't understand anything. Let's start there.
People don't understand anything.
I wrote a song. I can't share it with everybody yet. But I did. I wrote a whole song. I'm actually really proud of the two songs I've written. Y'all haven't even heard them.
Mm-mm.
You know, you think you're close with people.
And y'all you think the friendship gets held over you sometimes.
And you think
you know?
Would be like, oh, man, what y'all think of this?
I do. I be nervous about my, I be nervous.
She's an artist for real.
Actually, I was going to ask you because I need to talk to you about the beats that you sent us for the album that we aren't, I don't know when we're doing.
Yeah.
You see how
you go platinum first. Bring me in. On the deal.
I got no problem.
I gotta focus on Patreon.
Exactly. Let me get this music.
I got to get that 2 or 3 more for the Patreon.
I'm trying to have my mixtape ready so that it can be a part of the hype of the HTT tour.
I will be your spliff star.
Okay.
I will be your spliff. I will learn every lyric. I will chime in. Coochie!
Huh?
There's one song you actually gonna like a lot.
I'll feature.
He's like, how can you?
I'll be your spliff star, your buster. Take me, but when you got to take me when you go on the world tour. Don't leave me when you go to Spain and Autumn City, because music people get to go where comedy can't go.
I know.
Music translate way more. I be watching Samara Joy, who is a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
PJ Morton, mm-hmm. Them babies be on the road. And I'm like, I'm going to try Berlin. They was like, nigga, we said music.
No, when One Margarita popped off, it was mostly international that they kept trying to get me to go there.
I'll learn the lyric. Let me do one of them verses that the girls who ain't available. I'll do Sexy Red thing. I do this. I can hold a money phone. Let me learn her words. I'll cuss. If you take me to your Vietnam show, go all the places I never got to go. Yeah, Australia.
Bitch.
What? Killing hoes. Nigga. Shoot you dead. Hey, I'll take your bread.
Hey.
What's a nigga in the head? To go out of town to the world?
To the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, y'all better put your mother hands together.
Yes. That's what I'm going to want.
Plus, it don't count international waters.
The cuss don't count
in Peru. When you're in Peru, you could do the little bit of cuss.
A little bit of cuss.
I'll cuss for a road trip. And it got me. Now, in the United States, no cuss. I've been there.
Uh-huh.
Only cities I've never been to.
Okay. All right, cool.
So London, can't cuss.
We cussing in Fiji.
Fiji? I don't know one Fijian. I ain't never met a Fijian person. I won't be back till Angel Tour again.
Yeah. That's what I want. Okay. Yeah. So, listen, I feel for Megan, and I love, while The hook might, like you said, this pussy depressed does make you go.
That's a, for, and usually, so usually on Twitter, all the good things of a thing is spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
People tweet that part with the video. That was my honest first time hearing this.
Yeah, I didn't hear that part of the song either. I saw the her and the Kate in the like tank scene when she was peeling the clothes off.
That's how usually how you ingest content.
Yeah.
It's 60, 30 seconds at a time. And then you'd be like, oh, let me see the whole thing. But I literally did not have time last night. I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. When you be doing stuff all day, the world just be happening.
The world just be happening.
Mm. It was trending.
I didn't realize. I missed the part. I don't know who I thought she was talking about. I saw the part where she said the getting his dicks up in the place that I be sleeping.
You, I don't know you why. You didn't put the relationship together.
I was staring at her body, so I really didn't hear much because why does Megan look like that?
She's young, though, Angel. She ain't had no kids.
I know, but you can't compare yourself to her. You're right, but let me tell you. Let me get somewhere. What'd you say?
She had the fast metabolism still.
Party, they just put it in the Patreon. Party just posted this in his Instagram story. Partisan Fontaine.
Turn it up. We can't hear you.
Oh, not a future meme.
He posted future evil world we live in meme, followed by Tristan Thompson, who's more known for
being a whore and cheating of a man
than his rebounding ability. He played that basketball.
He got good. He got high stats when it comes to not pulling out.
Yeah, he passes it around.
Okay. They can't pull out a parking spot.
Now. But. Let's move on.
We love you, Megan.
We do.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod. Queen Latifah done win at DJ Academics.
Good.
Queen Latifah.
Good.
And I read in her story, and I don't think the queen, well, in this, oh no, this is her story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy to me how DJ Academics is crying scared to say anything to Saucy Santana because he's a gay man. He's scared to getting canceled, but has said some of the most outlandish, vile, disrespectful, and demeaning things to black women with absolutely no fear whatsoever. Brings me back to Malcolm X's quote, the most disrespected, unprotected, and neglected person in America is the black woman. If you're unfamiliar with what happened with DJ Academics and Santana, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, neither do I.
But I know I saw this video of Academics on the verge of tears. I'll play this. What up, y'all? I hope you enjoy this bonus clip snippet. Listen, if you want the full bonus episode, then hit the Kev On Stage Studios Patreon. It's right here on the thing you're looking at. You get patreon.com/KevOnStageStudios. You can click KevOnStage.com. You're missing out. Me and Angel do full-on bonus episodes, and depending on what the topic is, sometimes the better episode is the bonus. Honestly, we're a little more relaxed on the bonus episode because we know it's not going public, so we let our hair down. Well, she lets her hair down. I let my beard down. We also have full shows that never air in full on the YouTube, exclusive shows, merch, discounts, tickets, but the thing that you're really missing out on is the community. It's the people like you. Black people, some white, some Mexicans too, but we all kind of cool. They be cool, you know what I'm saying? Allies, if you will. So join us! And stop just having the snippet only. You guys just got the tip. Get the full shaft. Mm-mm. Patreon. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another thing of fire. Fire. Here's another thing of fire. With my boy Kev On Stage and that chick Angel.